Call to order the December 14th meeting of the Sussex County Council. We'll begin with the approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, do you have anything?
Yes, I would suggest that we, under executive session, that we eliminate the land acquisition and the personnel line items.
Okay. If there's no other changes, I'll entertain a motion to approve the amended agenda. Second, please.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. In your packet were the November 30th minutes. Were there any changes or corrections? Not, we'll consider those approved. Mr. Moore, do you have any correspondence?
Yes, Mr. Phillips, we have two matters. The first one, dear Sussex County Council, greetings in the name of the living and risen Christ. Thank you for your generous and kind donation of 741 canned goods. This gift of food will be well used to assist needy and hungry families in western Sussex County. The generosity of so many persons in these tough economic times is truly inspiring. Reverend Dale L. Brand. The next is thank you for awarding The Way Home, Inc. with a human service grant. This grant will help fund our case management work with the men and women leaving the Sussex Correctional Institution. Many of our participants leave the prison gates with little except the clothing on their backs. They are, more often than not, homeless and penniless, and in great need not only of the essentials of food, shelter, and clothing, but also of guidance, encouragement, and transportation help to many needed appointments, support services, and out-on-the-job search. The Way Home, Inc. is making a big difference, not only in individual lives and family well-being, but in community safety. At the same time, we are saving Delaware taxpayers thousands of dollars every year that would otherwise go to the escalating cost of incarceration. Thank you again for this timely and crucial help. Barbara Del Mastro, and it's from The Way Home, Inc. And that is it, Mr. President.
Okay. Does council have any other correspondence?
No.
If not, we'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Baker.
Yes. Good morning. The first item is the Employee of the Year, and we're honored to have with us today Mr. Kyle Bell, who has been elected Employee of the Quarter for the second quarter, and now has been honored by being selected Employee of the Year by county employees. And Kyle, if you'd like to come on up. Kyle was very well liked by county employees. He's always helpful to others. Since April 2006, he has worked as a maintenance worker, too, in the Buildings and Grounds Department. He helped out this winter with the snowstorms, and he does an outstanding job, and we'd like to officially congratulate him as Employee of the Year for Sussex County. We have a plaque for him also.
Congratulations, Kyle. You gave a good speech the other day at the luncheon. Would you like to share some words?
I'm okay this morning.
And we surprised him on, what was it, Friday.
Right. Yeah.
He only speaks when there's 300 or 400 left.
Speechless.
Surprised everybody.
Would you like to come up to the director of the department?
Not actually. I should have. It's a program that was implemented just a couple of years ago, I believe.
Yes.
And
it's worked out very well. We have an Employee of the Quarter every quarter, and then once a year they choose the Employee of the Year, and it seems to have been real good for morale, and I appreciate your efforts, Mr. Baker.
Sure, thank you, and thanks to the Personnel Department for actually, they administer and have the originators of that program.
Great.
The next item is appointments to the Airport Advisory Committee, and as per the bylaws for our Airport Advisory Committee, membership expires on December 31st. The committee is composed of 11 appointed members appointed by the council. The committee has met monthly and provides guidance to the county council. Only one member of the current committee has tendered his resignation. That's Mr. David Kenton. He fills one of the positions as an airport-based aircraft owner. Mr. Rick Garner has expressed interest in this committee, and he is an airport-based aircraft owner, and we would suggest that we possibly replace, the council consider replacing Mr. Kenton with Mr. Rick Garner for 2011.
I will entertain a motion to that effect if it meets the council's approval.
Is he here?
No.
Is he here? No? Okay, I just want to see.
Mr. Garrett Dernoga, who is chairman of the committee, is here.
Right, I know that. I was just wondering if the other gentleman.
And Mr. Jim Hicken, of course, is here.
Got make it. The motion.
Is there a second, please?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to make the appointments as read by Mr. Baker to the Airport Advisory Committee. Any discussion? That will take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Based on staff recommendations, yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, the next item is fiscal 2010 financial report. And at the September 21st county council meeting, the county council reviewed a preliminary financial report for the year ending June 30, 2010, which was promising. Some additional expenditures were approved at that meeting, subject to the county administrator's approval of the audit report. The draft audit report reflects a excess of revenues over expenditures of about $617,000, which is slightly more than the $613,000 predicted in September. So based on these figures, unless there are any objections, we will be proceeding forward with the additional expenditures approved at the September 21st County Council meeting.
Very good. Thank you.
Do we need a motion?
No, I believe the motion covered that. It's just a report to keep us informed.
And the next item is dog control update and contract. We wanted to provide you with an update of some information about dog control. And since January 1st, the Sussex County Council has been responsible for dog control in the entire county. Our county staff handles issue and licensing. Alan Holloway and Pam Fosnot handle this, issuing the individual dog licenses. In Newcastle and Kent County, this procedure is contracted out. Total revenue estimated from dog licenses collected by the county is estimated this calendar year to run about $104,000 per year. Many of the annual dog licenses expire December 31st, and we'd like to encourage everyone to renew their dog licenses. As you can see from the handout, approximately 4,600 dog licenses were issued last year by the state of Delaware when the state was handling the program. Now, this year, so far, we have about 5,734 licenses issued by the county. That is about a 19.8% increase. So we have been more effectively issuing the licenses. If you look at the brochure, just to summarize again, the licenses are valid for the calendar year for which they are purchased and must be obtained by March 1st. License fees are $10 for spayed and neutered dogs and $15 for unsterilized dogs. A copy of the dog's current rabies vaccination must be included. And there are possible fines if the dog license is not obtained. The next part of this, and we'd like to talk about a proposed dog control contract renewal. As you may recall, the County Council approved a dog control agreement with the Kent County SPCA for a one-year time frame effective January 1st, 2010, with the option of two extensions. The current cost of the contract is $671,750 for calendar year 2010. We have, in terms of the services that are provided by Kent County SPCA, which also provides similar service for Newcastle County as well as Kent County. They pick up stray dogs, vaccinate them, and try to find an owner, and oftentimes they keep the dogs for 3 or 4 days. They are responsible for dangerous and potentially dangerous dogs, which they impound those dogs, and they are investigated by animal control. They provide 24-hour dispatch and communication service with a minimum of 6 officers to cover 7 days a week, 24 hours per day service. It provides on-call status through the late night hours. They provide daily patrols 7 days a week, include follow-ups in known trouble areas for strays. They provide adoption hours and shelter access and access to the public, and they also transfer animals to rescue or other approved shelters. They perform behavioral evaluation, euthanasia, and or disposal of unclaimed animals as needed. They provide animal emergency first aid. They investigate canine abuse. They provide kennel inspections. They provide on-call emergency services as requested by various agencies. They maintain 24-hour animal emergency disaster response if needed. For instance, they helped at the shelters during the snowstorms. They post stray and or lost dogs on their website. The 2010 cost is $671,750. This proposal is actually for a slightly lower amount, and I'll hand out a revised worksheet. The proposal for 2011, calendar year 2011, is $669,231, slightly below this year's estimate. Again, this proposal includes continuation of 24-hour service, 365 days a year, with 5 full-time officers, 1 full-time field supervisor, and 2 dispatchers. They also include the cost of a vet technician to provide vaccinations. It includes the cost of shelter for an estimated 1,650 dogs. They used All Aboard Kennel in Dagsboro as a kennel for the stray animals. They include in here extra vaccinations required at approximately $8 a piece for the stray animals based on a new state law. 6 vehicles are also included in the contract. And I'd like to introduce Mr. Murray Goldwaith, who is director of Kent County SPCA, and Eddie Parker and Alan Holloway, who are also very involved. If you have any questions or would like to, if we left out anything, would you like to come up?
Anybody have questions? Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I guess I'll give him a chance to get down here. It seems like you're providing a lot of services. I'm just wondering how many of these dogs receive a lot of these services, for behavioral evaluations of where you're keeping them 4 days. What happens after 4 days? Are you giving them all these shots for this 4-day stay?
Yes, as of July 1st of this year, the state. State legislators approved a new law that all dogs and cats that come into the, or all dogs and cats, I'm sorry, that come into a public facility, the 4 major shelters, are immediately inoculated within 8 hours of the basic canine influenza distemper, and parvo, and receive medical attention and warming, and then examination within 72 hours if there are needs for a veterinarian.
And these same animals then may be put to sleep shortly thereafter after we spend all that money on them?
It could be, yes.
I mean, how many, I'd just like to know how many dogs are being put to sleep that we've just spent all that money on? Of the percentage of all these dogs?
Out of a yearly percentage for 2009, I can't go with 2010, we haven't finished yet, but also the law helps us to do other things too, to
right.
get them out of our shelter, you know, alive, not, you know, save lives rather than euthanize. Last year was 59% were adopted or returned to their owners.
Okay, so about 40%.
Right.
41%.
Yeah. Money, X amount of dollars, and the average is what? How much does all that cost before that? Because we're spending $22 a day, plus we're giving them all these shots, right. And that dog's expensive.
That's
better off sending them up to the state.
Isn't this a law that the state just passed? We have to do that. We don't
yes.
have an option.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Just like dog control to us, the same thing. It's just, you know, you can't not do it, correct?
Correct.
And the $22 a day is
that's the cost of actually housing, maintaining, caring. I mean, that includes. I mean, it's food, it's inoculations.
That includes all the shots. $22.
Except for in the past we were giving them their distemper. Now we have to give them a Bordetella and so forth. And
not over and above $22.
Right now it runs about $29. Per dog. I think there's a the way that it's explained is last year we estimated $22 a day. This year we're estimating approximately $29 for the care, and that also includes our kennel personnel that are actually at All Aboard. I mean, they are there to redeem dogs, to adopt dogs, to ensure that they are that they're healthy. And any medical attention that needs to be given, if it can be given there, or do they need to be transported back up to our main clinic?
Okay.
Sort of sounds like our health fund, George, that the federal government's pushed out upon the states. Now they've passed a law saying, or the judge in Virginia found out, that they're not allowed to force laws on people if they're not willing to fund them. So if the state wants this law passed all down, where's the funds?
I don't know, Sam. I'm still looking.
I mean, it seems to me somebody here's. It's easy to tell somebody to do something, but you don't want to help pay for it, do nothing to enforce it or whatever. That's the way I see this law.
That 69% of animals or dogs that are adopted or 59. Returned to their owners, has that increased or decreased over the years? Is that what was it?
It has increased over the years, yes.
It has increased?
Yes. Yeah.
So we're
yeah, from 2000 to 2005, only approximately 23% of the animals were being adopted.
Only 23%.
Yes, and we are trying other ways. We're able to transport. We work with other agencies. We've got 36 other agencies that we work with, including out-of-state agencies,
mm-hmm.
Rescue groups, and so forth. And we're constantly rising, but. The last 2 years have kind of tapered and actually increased the euthanasia rate because of the economy. People are turning in their animals left and right because they just can't afford to feed them.
Right, I understand.
And because, you know, we're looking for homes, yet the homes are turning them back in.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's another.
When we began this discussion a year and a half ago or so, and then ultimately last year when we approved this original contract, the question was, is this something we want to contract out, or is it something we want to consider doing in-house? At the time, the consensus was it was brand new to us. It'd be best to contract it out. Now that you've got a year of experience, do you continue to believe that it's best to contract it out, or is, as far as a long-term plan concerned, we should begin to think about doing this in-house?
Well, Mr. Phillips, is there... I mean, like other things, I mean, you can put stuff out for bid. Are there organizations out there, other organizations that would want to bid on this, which we might get, you know, some competition there?
And then that we could also, you know, look at that versus maybe get somebody in-house to study what it would cost the county to do it and weigh this all out. I got one last question before we get on to that.
Well, the question was to staff.
My opinion is, at this time, the most feasible way for us to go is to continue to contract this out. Alan and I have been up to Kent County's main site, and we've viewed firsthand the process. And I would encourage you to take time to do the same thing. It's not as simple as building a set of kennels and housing animals. It's far more complicated than that. And I don't disagree that a study should be done to determine what our cost would be if we chose to take this in-house. But I'm confident that the result will be that it's cheaper for us to do this through a contractor, be it this organization or some other. And certainly at the time that the contract expires, we would put it out to bid anyhow and entertain interest from other organizations. So I feel confident.
There are other organizations that actually provide this service. That's what I'm wondering. Yes.
And we did the RFP a little over a year ago for it. One of the things that I looked at was if you take the employment cost of 8 employees, assuming that it would take us 8 employees to maintain this service, that averages out, including benefits, to less than $43,000. And if we hired full-time, 8 full-time staff, it would we'd have a tough time making that as a budget.
The problem with this is that so much of what they do is mandated by state law that we'd have to operate the same way. So we're not paying for a lot of extra things here above and beyond what we require or what the law requires. These are the bare minimums that have to be done to meet state statutes.
With your years worth of experience viewing this kind of from the inside, do you see opportunities to maybe modify the state law that could provide maybe some common sense cost savings?
Oh, I always see opportunities to modify state law, particularly when they're unfunded mandates. And I think that's something that we should seriously consider collectively among all three counties. If they're going to dump this in our lap, then let us make the decisions that we feel are best for us. But to give you a short answer, yes, there are some changes that I think we could recommend.
Well, there are some reasonable ladies and gentlemen working for us in Dover, so it may be wise to start to put together that list. I know Gerald Hocker is very attentive to this issue, and he might.
Yeah, but I think what he's saying is we probably should have something to give him, Vance, to say here's what we think at the county level. Maybe this is something that three counties ought to look at with our county Delaware Association of Counties. Maybe we could fund a consultant to look at.
I think that's what Vance is saying.
Streamlining this thing down, and then give it to the legislators and say we'd like you to run with this, or something like that. So, yeah, but there's got to be savings. You're right.
That's basically what I was attempting to communicate. If you could start to bring together those ideas.
One good example is the law that Murray referred to that was enacted in this past July that's added an $8 additional cost for each of these animals when we know a certain percentage of those are not going to be adopted out. So I think it would be reasonable to have a time span occur in the process that may prevent us spending that money if that dog is not going to be successfully adopted out.
Giving them the shot or what have you at the point of adoption rather than.
That's correct.
Is there a fee associated with adoption? Right? Doesn't somebody have to pay to adopt an animal?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
What is it? What's the cost to get a dog?
Right now, $65.
$65 to adopt, and how about
that's,
a cat?
That's our felt. Now that's our fees. Now all the shelters and everything else have different fees, and
okay,
they're
yeah. with your contract. So if somebody comes in, and they can pay $65, and they'll get a dog that's got all the shots and everything else, right?
And spayed.
And spayed. How about a cat? What's a cat cost?
That's a $45.
$45. And
we always run specials.
Does that money go to us or to go to you?
That goes to the shelter because normally we're housing these animals more than 4 days.
It doesn't offset our cost at all.
Well, It does, because, I mean, it does offset, you know, the, it does kind of offset, you know, the shelter, you know, the entire shelter's care. I mean, to provide the programs at a low cost to save the animals' lives rather than have them euthanized.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just wondering if that dog...
Indirectly, it does. Directly, no.
Okay. I guess. Okay, I was just wondering if that dog comes in and it's a Sussex County dog, it's the county's dog. If it gets adopted, it's still...
Well, it's the county's dog for the 3 or 5 day period, depending on if it came in with a collar or it did not come in with anything. And then after the three or five day, then it becomes property of the SPCA.
Okay.
Because you're no longer paying for it.
Okay, so that goes in back into your organization.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was just wondering.
How many dogs did you get out of the county last year?
1,649.
Were sheltered?
That we picked up stray. That doesn't include the ones that came in from fires and so forth, and also the ones that we inspect for kennel inspections. That's an additional 450 plus for kennel inspections, and we house 23 in emergency situations for free.
So about 60% of those were adopted, though, as what you were saying earlier.
Approximately, yes. Well, adopted or returned to owners. That's the other good thing that, you know, some people
does
do.
Does an owner have to pony up any money after we've just spent some money on it? Somebody comes and says, that's my dog, and you go, here, take it quick.
We try.
But you don't hit them with a bill.
But only if we have to provide other services other than what's given, such as medical on top of that.
I would think,
and we try to get them to get them spay neutered and so forth.
I think you should charge them $45 for the dog too.
They're lucky to come get them.
Anyway,
what we could do is sit down with Mr. Goldwaith and try to come up with some ideas to specifically bring to the county council for consideration for legislative changes.
Okay.
All right. Do you have a motion with regards to the contract?
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves a one-year extension of the current contract with Kent County SPCA for dog control services with Sussex County at the cost of $669,231 for the year.
Entertain that motion.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the dog control contract. In the amount read by Mr. Baker. Any discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
Thank you, head dog man, Mr. Holloway.
And Mr. Holloway?
Hopefully, you had lunch for that job.
Free dog catcher.
The old days, you had a good dog catcher.
A lot of change.
The next item is the administrator's report.
This is about the program.
Community development and housing public hearings and meeting dates. A revised schedule of public hearings and meeting dates for the community development and housing division is attached. This division offers its services and assistance in administering this program for interested towns as well as in the unincorporated areas. The towns are also eligible for housing rehabilitation and related projects. County Librarian, we regret to announce that Ms. Carol Fitzgerald, the County Librarian since January 2nd, 1986, will be retiring after 25 years. The county will be searching for a replacement and the position will be posted shortly. Ms. Fitzgerald has announced her retirement date as January 31st with an understanding that she would be available to help part-time if needed during a short transition period. Christmas and New Year's holidays in recognition of these holidays, the County Council will not be meeting on December 21st or December 28th. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the County Council will be January 4th, 2011 at 10 a.m. with a swearing-in ceremony actually at 9 a.m. County offices will be closed on December 23rd, December 24th, and December 31st to celebrate Christmas and New Year's holidays. On behalf of the Sussex County Council, we wish to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
And the same to you.
Anything else from Mr. Baker? Mr. Godwin?
Mr.
President, members of council, I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I wanted to bring to your attention this morning that we have three requests as we close out this year of business from our towns for disbursements from the annual municipal police grant. The first one is from the town of Laurel. They would like to request the entire draw of $20,000 for various pieces of equipment, which will include prisoner transportation cages for their cars, computers, printers, a storage barn, and various speed enforcement equipment. The second town that's making a request at the end of this year is Rehoboth Beach. They would like to request the remainder of their fund, which would be $16,950, which will mostly be spent for firearms and supplies. And the third town is Selbyville, asking for the remaining $11,500 that's still in their account, which will be used mostly for motor vehicles, service, and repairs of same. A motion if you'd like.
It's like Christmas, we're giving them a present.
Right. No bows on any of this, though.
It sounds like
they've all used all their
funds. We used up all the bows, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kyle got the last one.
You have a motion, Mr. Gardner.
Yes, I do. Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve three disbursements from the annual Municipal Police Grant Fund: $20,000 to Laurel, $16,950 to Rehoboth Beach, and $11,500 to Selbyville for various public safety needs.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion and a second to approve grant request as read by Mr. Godwin. Any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hal. Mr. Hickman?
Good morning. A couple of items this morning. The first one has to do with airport policies. I know you've all been looking forward to this one. What I'd like to do is very quickly explain to you, remind you how we got here and what it is we're doing this morning. In April of 2008, I came before the council and explained why I thought it was a good idea that we put in writing what your policies are for operating and managing the airport. Council agreed and directed me to make it happen. And we went about producing these documents. And it would be a set of different documents, each one aimed at different parts of airport use and management. We started with the first three volumes, which is a set of definitions, which is no big deal. It's just things that apply to all the, make sure we're saying the same things in all the volumes. The second one was the general provisions, which is just an overall policies that really don't fit into one of the other volumes. And then the third and, probably most controversial was the rules and regulations, which addresses the basic airport users. We wrote an initial draft of those three documents, worked it through the staff and the previous county attorney, and came up with kind of a final draft of those documents. And we put it out to the public for their comments because that was important. We left it on the website and left it open for comment a lot longer than we had planned to accommodate the Pilots Association, who was working hard on those documents. And we gathered up all the comments off the website and from different airport users, and addressed each one individually. Places where we could make changes that they requested, we did that. Places where we couldn't, for regulatory reasons, we explained why we couldn't, and then came up with a final draft based on all of that. While this was going on, every one of our quarterly airport information meetings, this was a topic of discussion. So there was plenty of opportunity for the public to be involved with this. We then scheduled a public hearing in November of 2009, which you may remember. So the public had a chance to come in and address you individually with their concerns. There were still a lot of sticking points in the documents. And as a result, that's where the Airport Advisory Committee was established to kind of formalize and provide advice to the council. The committee's been meeting since March every month and going through these documents line by line and coming up with a final version and a recommendation to you that, yes, these are what we think the county's policies ought to be with the airport. They voted unanimously, the members present at the last meeting, to send it forward to you for action. And that's where we are today. Last week, should have all gotten the blue binder again with the final version in it and a summary of all the changes. That's where we are.
Any questions for Mr. Hickman?
To you.
Are there going to be controversial policy changes today?
I don't think so. I mean, there's things in there that some people don't like. As I said, there are, you know, those regulatory reasons why we have some of these things in here. We've smoothed out some of the rough spots that were brought up at the public hearing. I guess the answer is nobody's going to like everything in here, but nobody likes everything in any document.
As sitting on the committee, I learned one thing, that most of the things that were brought up were discussed and from both ends came to the middle, and most of us agreed with what went down, including the owners, including the county council. I think that most things have been, like Jim said, most things are satisfactory, and most people agree with them. I think the council agreed with it. I think we didn't change only what had to be what needed to be changed, and I think everything's okay. I come with the same recommendation that council can approve this.
Okay. Any other comments from council? Do you have a motion?
Sure. Be it moved, based on the recommendation of the Sussex County Airport Advisory Committee, that the Sussex County Council adopts the Sussex County Airport Policies, Volumes 1 through 3, as presented.
I'll entertain that motion.
So moved. Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the revised airport policies. Any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Based on the recommendation of Mr. Wilson, I vote yes.
Make it a little better.
The second item is just some administrative changes to the bylaws for the advisory committee. The first one, if in the explanation of how many members there are, we said there was 10, but then we actually list 11 positions. So that was the first change. And then we also allow for the members to be reappointed. That wasn't covered in the original bylaws. And then the third change was just like the members, the officers of the committee, their terms expire at the end of each year. So those are just the three real quick changes. The committee didn't have any other changes that they recommended through the year. And like I said, it's kind of an administrative thing to bring it up to speed.
No discussion from council. You have a motion?
You got it.
Do you have a motion to read?
Sure. Be it moved, based on the recommendation of the Sussex County Airport Advisory Committee, that the Sussex County Council amends the bylaws of the Sussex County Airport Advisory Committee as presented.
Motion from Mr. Wilson. Second, please.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the amendment to the Airport Advisory Committee bylaws. Any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Hickman.
Thank you.
Mr. Izzo.